The attendance for this afternoon's session was 582, and we're happy to welcome two new disciples who were baptized today. Much work was required to make this assembly a refreshing spiritual occasion. We also appreciate our fine assembly hall and the work of all who oversee and maintain it. Would you like to express your appreciation to all who work behind the scenes in support of our assembly today? Now we will conclude this invigorating day of spiritual instruction by standing and singing together the song number 63 entitled Ever Loyal. After Brother Garlock will conclude our program with prayer. So that's song number
Jehovah God, our Heavenly Father, we approach your lofty throne as a large congregation of your people, and we want to express our praise and our worship of you. You are our grand instructor, and the way you've shown care in teaching us today throughout our program, it really touches our heart. We pray, Jehovah, that your blessing and spirit would be upon your people in this time of the end. The world has plunged to depths that continue to amaze us as things go from bad to worse. And yet here in your organization, we see the standard of holiness that you keep, and we can see things getting better and better. We know that this is a result of your Holy Spirit and your blessing. May you please be with each one here in attendance today. You know each one's plague and difficulty that they deal with in their life. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's a tangible problem. Health issues, family turmoil, economic worries. Jehovah, we know that you know every difficulty that each one faces. May you give each one the strength and the wisdom to make decisions that show that we have complete trust and reliance on you. Help us to continue to imitate you in the way we deal with others. May your blessing be with the parents who are trying to raise their little ones in a way that their hearts are moved to love you and to imitate you. May you bless the young ones. It's not easy to sit all day and to listen, and yet they've tried so hard to make their parents' hearts glad. And Jehovah, we pray that you're proud of the children in attendance. May you continue to be with us, Jehovah, as we return to our homes. Help us to meditate on the things you've taught us, and give us the strength to make changes and adjustments, and bless us for doing so, so we can see clearly that your joy and approval with us is something we can feel. Please do forgive us, Father. Often we sin, we think the wrong thing, say and do the wrong thing. We thank you for your patience and your love, and we pray that we can reflect those qualities more fully as we return to our congregations and within our families. And we ask, Jehovah, that everything that's happened here today has made your heart glad, particularly as we see our new sisters, two of them, taking their stand for true worship. May you bless them and their families as well. We pray all of this, Jehovah, and ask for this rich blessing. And we thank you for the blessings we've received here today through the name of your Son and our great King, Jesus Christ. Amen.